It's Thursday, December 27th, and tis the season to craft a firework, aim it at your neighbor's windows, and shoot it. Time to go back to school. We'll grab a newbie off the street and teach him how to Minecraft. Leave your guess on how fast a creeper will blow him up from behind in the comments. What's important? What's not? We'll discuss all the important topics in this week's Punch Kick. Because something, 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 funny, well-written dialogue, dialogue, exclamation point. Do creepers dream of exploding sheep? And what about sheep? I know for sure Steve dreams of Krafton!
Hello! Oh my gosh, that is right! Welcome to Krafton! My name is Chan Johnson, and this is the best damn Minecraft show ever. If you don't believe me, maybe you'll believe my fist. We have a great show for you this week. We are going to take Minecraft to the noobs and school a crafter on how to craft correctly. We are also going to, check out a whole bunch of stuff in the news. So, while you were trying to figure out the recipe for nether brick slabs, we have got all of this week's news ready for you in the craft update.
When you played Minecraft during Christmas to escape your parents and their crappy gifts, you may have discovered that your chests were slightly less depressing. Yes, the Christmas surprise in 1.4.6 turned out to be chests turning into gift boxes when you played on December 25th. Oh, and that skis.png attached to rogue fish turns out to be a red herring. Unfortunately, Endermen don't turn into Grinches who steal all of your gift boxes. Did you receive Minecraft for Christmas? Well, if you did, you are not alone. In fact, you were part of over 70,000 people who got a new account on Christmas Day, and over 25,000 of them activated using the gift cards that were probably stuffed into their stockings. In fact, the email service Mojang uses stopped sending out emails, leaving a queue of over 250,000 emails still to be sent. The messages were probably not sent due to the explosive content of the emails. And now Cheeto for the weather.
Okay, man, lots and lots of news this week. Now, we have to, of course, thank our sponsors for this episode. So, without further ado, let's take it away.
They suffer in swamps. Since Snapshot 12W40A, slimes have spawned in swamp biomes and drowned. Their sacrifice is indescribable. Their lines of code weren't coded in Python. They were coded in Java. Ew.
I will be the answer. At the end of the line.
Hey, you guys. I'm OMG Chad. Can you please help us save the slimes from the risk of drowning? Too bad. You can't unless your name is Jens Birkenstein and you work at Mojang's development department. If you are not named Jens Birkenstein, could you please find him or text him or call him and just be like, dude, what's up with this? If you are Jens Birkenstein, could you please change the spawning at once? Only you can help us solve this incredibly important, catastrophic spawning problem.
Seriously? Java? Gross.
Okay. Okay, and now for a new segment I am really excited about. We're going to call this Minecraft for a Noob. It's where we find a noob to Minecraft and put him through his paces on the...
Shut up. My name is Max Strollbot. I am programmed by the worst elements of the internet. I am very excited to be on your boring show.
Hey, Max, I'm kind of in the middle of something.
Your segment sucked. I know, because my sensors are made of YouTube comments.
I didn't really even have time to explain the segment.
Shut up. Could you please make me a hamburger instead of trying to copy Yogg's cast?
What? Make a hamburger?
I will save your show by asking questions. Wendy, first question. What is your favorite mod?
Okay, I guess that's relevant. I would say that my favorite mod... I'd say Optifine, I think. It makes Minecraft run a lot smoother, and it has capabilities for HD texture packs, and it's just a whole group of mods that really help out. I just don't play Minecraft without it.
Beep, boop, 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 boop. Incorrect. The Mine Little Pony. Ah, ah, ah. Get it? That is a joke. That is what makes for interesting segments.
That wasn't even funny.
Shut up. Your hair sucks. Is this a cry for help? Since Super Size Me hurt your bottom line.
Super Size? Like, I'm not Ronald McDonald. I don't know what you're talking about.
Second question. Will the lighting glitches get updated in 1.5?
Okay. Good question. I would say that the Mojang team is really worried about lighting glitches. They continuously try to update it, but I would hope that they would get fixed in 1.5. They seem to be very worried about it. So I'm gonna say yes, lighting glitches will be fixed in 1.5.
Boop. Boop, boop, incorrect. It will never get fixed. It's going to suck harder than Duke Nukem forever. I only do two things, under-deliver on massive hype and chew gum, and I'm all out of gum.
It's not even funny, and the lighting glitches just really need to get fixed.
Oh, Wendy, miners shouldn't be allowed to play video games or drive a car. Or vote. Third question. Endermen were green.
That's not even a question.
They were totally green.
You need to leave, Max. Just get out of here.
Shut up, you're gay.
Seriously, get off the set. Get out of here.
Ding-dong-ding-dong-dong-dong-dong. Correct. OMG Craft has been returned to minimum watchability quotient. See you next time, Wendy. I like your restaurant. Where's
God,
the beef?
Geez, that guy is just freaking annoying. Golly. Okay, well, so without further ado, what I was trying to say before we were rudely interrupted was we've come up with a new segment. It's called Minecraft for Noobs. We found a noob who's never played Minecraft before, bought him a account, and set him through his paces. This was pre-recorded, so without further ado, let's jump into the segment.
Hey, and someone made a skin for you.
How do I move?
There, try that. Okay, so...
I'm using the D-pad?
Let me start off, 1 second.
Oh, you should probably start recording. This is all... hilariously derpy.
This is all great. So here we are in a little, this is just a quick spawned world, and this is the first time Justin has ever played the game. We have our Minecraft, or OMG Craft, Craft On producers, Cheeto and T2. They may be recording extra segments or helping us out. and Justin, first time playing. So, hey, you
figured out.
You walk forward. There you go. There you go.
You didn't know. I didn't know how to walk forward or backward.
Well, you figured that out. Do you know how to look yet?
Taking it to the limit. Yeah, I'm moving my cursor. I'm looking at your head.
Sweet.
Look at that.
Who made your skin?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know who does anything anymore.
Oh, good.
Like, now that I'm moving in with Ashley, like, literally, I'm looking forward to not dealing with any responsibility.
That's good. That's really good. So this is...
Just look at me in disbelief right now. Can you rent rent-free?
So we spawned in this jungle thing, and it's already starting to get dark, which is a bad thing. So let's start... Let's come on over here to this tree and just punch this tree.
This tree?
I'm going to break off that. Just start punching it.
I have no idea how to punch. How do I punch?
Okay, click like you normally would.
Oh, and then there we go.
There you go. Now click and hold. There you go. And if you punch that hard enough, luckily your hand won't break, and you'll get some wood.
Nice, I did. I got a real hella
wood. Now watch out, this tree's going to fall on you.
What? No. How does that work?
I'm kidding. That was a joke.
No real funny jokes there, Judson.
LOL. Okay, so now that we have some wood, go ahead and open up your inventory. Do you know how to do that? Hit E.
E. All right.
And then take that wood that you just did and see how there's that little crafting thing up in the corner?
Yeah.
Drop it in that, and you'll get these planks out of it. Now, I'm going to try to have you make the crafting table.
Sure. All right. So I've got wood, and now
LOL.
I have planks.
Right. And now...
So that's all I need, right? I can get out of E?
No. Whoops.
F. God.
Here. I'll give them back. Okay. So do that, but then click the output of that thing.
Yeah.
And then you'll get it. Got it. And then take those planks and then put one plank in each corner of the four thing. Of the
crafting thing?
Yeah. Okay. Pro tip is that if you right click instead of left click, you'll put down only one of that item if you have the stack in your hand or on your cursor or whatever. And then if it's down on the crafting bench and you right click, you'll get half of whatever is in the thing.
Man, I don't know what the hell you just said, little kid. What do I... Wait, hold on. Now I have 4 and 8 planks.
Okay. So you have... Okay.
No, now I have more 4 planks.
You have more 4 planks?
8 planks. Now I have a P. I put 7 planks, and now I have... Chad, I had no idea what the hell I'm doing. What am I doing?
Okay. Just exit out of that menu and let's see what happens. Right. Okay, good. So now go back into that menu.
Go ahead. All right.
You'll have the planks and then there's a number by it. What's that number?
I have 3 or 4 things now. I have a planks with a 7 next to it, planks with a 4 next to it, something that says button, and then wood planks that says 4.
Okay. So take all the planks. Pick them up with your right click, and then put them on top of the other one, and the number will change. It's just the number of how many planks you have.
Okay, I'm putting them all together. Boom.
Got
15.
It.
I'm putting the button on there.
No, button didn't do anything.
Jack crap.
Okay, so now pick up that, and instead of putting them down, right click in your crafting thing, and it'll just put one of the planks down.
All right, now for everybody using Macs, right-clicking would be...
Oh, control-click.
Control-click?
Yeah.
All right, so wait, if I control-click, then it brings out... It gives me... I'm dragging 8 and I'm leaving 7.
Sure.
And I'm putting that into the crafting?
The crafting box. Thing, right. 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 This is the most exciting segment we've ever had.
Oh my god.
So exciting.
Downloads are going to sky. I'm glad this is on the Game On episode.
Absolutely.
So greatly represent. What? Such a short lived show. All right, so now I have a crafting table.
Perfect. Now click that thing and make sure you actually make it and that you don't actually, like, just exit away. Right. So now you have what I have in my hand. So you can exit out of that menu.
Am
and
I
you can
drag that back into my inventory? Am I just leaving that?
Yeah, drag it in your or just place it anywhere.
Crafting now, table. Boom. I got a crafting table and I got a button. Mr. Button, they call me.
Grab that and you just threw your wood at me.
Yeah.
How often does that happen?
While you're in OMG Craft.
So grab that craft. You might have to grab that crafting table again. And you'll notice in your inventory, there's like the upper inventory that has all this stuff, that like free space. And then there's that bottom row. And the bottom row indicates the same. It's like, I call it my hot tray. And you can scroll through that if you use your scroll wheel.
So I'm dragging this. And I'm dragging the button down there too.
Perfect. You might need that later.
Good. All right, so now I got that in my bottom row.
So just follow me back here just because this space is a little bit small. So follow me just over here. And then put that bench on the ground by right-clicking. Watch out.
God damn it. All right, I'm just jumping over. Everybody watch out.
Here I come.
There we go. All right. What am I doing?
Look towards the ground and then place it on the ground just by right-clicking. Other click. There you go. Hell yeah. First crafting bench. So what this is used for
is... I don't want to punch that, right?
You can, but it won't do anything. But if you right-click it, it will open up like a bigger crafting thing. So before you had 4, now you have 9, and you might be able to use this for something. It's getting dark. Sure. So
hey, what's Cheeto doing over there?
How does Cheeto already has a sword?
Hold on.
Hey, pick up that sword.
Yeah, wood sword.
Yeah. You know okay. I'm gonna go make a sword fast too because it's becoming so. At night, that's when like stuff happens, like things that attack happen.
Wow, what a beautiful sunset.
Holy crap! Look over there. There's a. Here, follow me. There's a desert temple.
I'm dying.
Oh, hit space. Space. Will hold it. Click and hold. Hold space, and then you will breathe. Okay, there you go. Perfect. So avoid cactus because if you run into it, it'll hurt you.
Oh, good.
Well, oh, you know what I just realized is we're on peaceful mode. I'm gonna have to restart the server.
Right. Okay,
so we're back now. Things will okay. Let's head over to this jungle temple.
What's going on over there?
What do you mean that red thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a spider. That's a spider. And they're skeletons. They're gonna hurt you.
Oh, good God.
Okay. Run. This way, Justin.
Oh, Jesus. No. Ah. Wait, we don't fight him?
Well, we can, but, like, we're not really equipped at the moment.
These are swords.
Yeah, they're wooden swords. They're, like, crappy swords. And
so what happens? Oh, good.
Okay, so jump up here. Okay. What? Oh, you can only jump one block at a time. There you go. You got it. Okay, so this is a jungle temple. I actually have never seen one of these before. There are traps in here, so we got to be careful. Follow me, I guess.
Be very careful what you find in jungle temples. Don't eat anything. Put that down, Cheeto. We're not eating anything off the floor in the jungle temple.
Okay, watch out.
Or the jumble temple for that reason.
Okay, so...
No temples based on word games.
If you look down there... Whoa, don't jump in that thing yet. I'm going to punch you off of it. There you go.
Oh, all right.
Sorry.
At that point in life. Whoa, what's breaking?
Okay, I broke that. So I'm going to try to get down there without killing myself because there's a pressure.
So you die if you jump down?
Oh, God. You're going to explode in just a second.
Yeah, that'll happen.
That, oh, man. Okay, well, you should
I'm back where I was, right?
Yeah, let me go.
But I'm at night, so yeah. There are all sorts of manner of beasties.
I'm going to try to get back to you.
I'll find it.
Yeah. There's a little ocelot. Okay, do you remember which way you headed? Find the crafting benches if you can.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, I'm going off heart and soul right now. I don't know where I am, but I'm going to get back to you guys. I see a river. I see the river of dreams. There it is. Oh, look. You guys are coming back for me.
Yeah. We're going to find you. I wonder where you are.
Uh-oh. I'm going. I'm across the river.
Oh, gosh. Oh, God. Okay, here we go. Hey, look, you learned how to swim today. You learned how to craft a bench. You learned that these temples are scary.
Oh, I also died again.
Oh, man.
I have no idea why.
You fell far. Okay, you know what? I might just kill myself, too, because I don't have any food yet. And
it's because I tried to fight a thing. Hey, there's a sheep. Can I punch the sheep?
Yeah, hit him. You should get wool out of it. Yeah. Ow. That was me.
Sorry. Yo, my bad, dog.
Yo, bad. My bad. I'm going to try to... I want to make food, but... I'm running low on food here. Okay.
So we don't want to go exploring that temple anymore?
No, I think that was the only thing in there that exploded, but let's go explore it a little bit more.
So now what the hell's the point of this goddamn game? What are we doing?
The point? Well, there's a lot of stuff that you got to do. Like, we have to, like we could make a house, we could go find diamonds, we could cut down more trees, we could fight these evil beasties.
So if I just go pick up a whole ton of jungle wood, I can do some crazy stuff with it, right?
Yeah. But that just takes time. And oh, man, I'm out of food. Let's see.
So right now I've armed myself with jungle wood.
Okay, that's good.
You were shot by a skeleton.
Chad. I was. It's not exactly my best day.
How do you feel about yourself?
I feel dirty.
Oh, Jesus.
I don't feel good at all.
Can't get out of the goddamn lagoon here. Swimming around. Oh, thank you. T2, just saved my bacon.
Nice.
All right, here we go.
Okay, so you got wood. You jungle wood, that is.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's,
All right, do I want to make another crafting bench?
Here, let me go get my scarf back. Now, you made a bench. You can, isn't that a bench? You've made one already, so... Go ahead and make a sword. In order to do that, you're going to need to make sticks. So
how do I make sticks?
Whoa. Once you have those planks that you made before, put them one on top of the other, and then you will... that'll make a stick.
So four planks?
So if you have those planks still... Just yeah. one on top of the other in a vertical path. You only need two, but if you had more in that stack, then that'd be okay. Or I could just give you some
space. So I have a pressure plate. I put two planks.
Oh, but that's not crafting. That's not vertical, that's horizontal.
Oh. Hey, look at that, it's a stick.
Got it. Yeah. Grab that out of there.
Boom, I got the stick now.
Yeah. Are you using the small crafting?
Where'd that music come from?
It's in your game.
Who's doing this?
I'm not hearing that music.
I'm not an animal. You don't play music. I feel like someone's going to put a cow bolt in the back of my head. Like this is the last song I'll ever hear. I'm sad, Chad. I'm thinking about my life and what I haven't done. Don't take this away from me, Mojang.
You're being very introspective right now.
All right, so sticks. What do I do with these sticks?
Okay. See the crafting table?
Can I curse this?
Click what?
Can I curse?
I go crazy, I guess.
Because that'll just make Cheeto and T2 edit.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, so click this crafting bench.
Okay, so get out of my menu.
Yeah, get out of your menu, click the crafting bench.
Okay.
And then take those sticks, put one in on the bottom row in the middle column.
Okay, so how do I tag on over to my, like, so right now I'm on wood. How do I go to sticks, like in my bottom menu? How do I toggle?
It doesn't matter. You just click, just right click the thing, the bench.
Okay.
Right click, not left. Oh, sorry. Yeah, right click, not left click. And then you should be like in a different menu.
Yeah, I'm in a crafting menu.
Yeah, and then just with your cursor, just pick up the sticks.
All right, I put it in the crafting box.
Okay, and now in what location? It should be on the bottom row in the middle column.
All right. Now it's in the bottom row. I have four sticks.
Just drop them all in there. Just drop them all in there. That doesn't matter.
They're in the bottom row in the middle column.
And then do you have planks still?
Yeah.
Okay, put the planks above it like you did with the stick recipe.
All right.
And then it should output a wooden sword.
It's not. Do I just need one stick and one plank?
No, you need two planks.
I can make a button.
You can make a button. You can make a button. Here, let's explain it this way. Here, get out of the crafting.
Oh, God dang it. Why do I keep...
Here, get out of the crafting bench thing.
I'm out.
Okay. Look over here. So if this is your crafting bench, burp, and these are all nine of the squares, you're gonna put your sticks in this one.
All right.
And then you're gonna put your your whatever tungle planks like that.
Oh, on top of them. Oh, okay, I got you. All right. Hey, everybody. Here we go. So, boom. Oh, crap. I lost my effing planks.
Here you go.
Give me some planks, bro. Plank time, baby.
Plank time. You should be planked.
All right. So now, boom. Planks. Wooden sword.
Yeah.
The inventory.
Sweet. Now you are armed. I'm going to go kill this cow and get some food.
All right. Now, how do I go from wood to sword?
Scroll wheel.
Scroll wheel?
So if you're on a trackpad on your Mac, you're going to have to use the two-finger scrolling.
Ah, there we go. Okay.
Yeah, or you can hit any of the numbers.
I got a sword, I'm going to kill you, lamb. Oh, you're going to die tonight. Say your prayers.
Oh, whoa.
Slam. Dead lamb.
Cool, let's go back to this jungle temple. See if there's anything left. Okay. So that sword, that recipe is, you could make a stone sword, you could make an iron sword, you can make a diamond sword, you can make a gold sword.
I just need the appropriate things.
Right, exactly.
So when are we appropriate to kill those goddamn foul creatures?
Well, we could try, but we'd probably die at the moment.
Yeah, when will we wouldn't, when will then be now when us not dying? He said with a degree from Syracuse University.
But we're now. I mean, we're in now. Yeah. Then we'll be now when, I'd say when we have some stone tools. Okay, I'm going to jump down here. Okay, let's continue to explore. I'm not seeing anything else.
Now, who made all this? Is this like a Mojang thing? Like, did they make this and you have to run around it?
Yeah, so this was just automatically generated, this world. There's no, this isn't like a fancy, like cool world. This is just like a normal old, like, algorithms made this world happen.
Ah, Horatio algorithms.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, yeah, I think everything has been found in this thing. I think. I don't see anything else.
What adventure is this?
Yeah, this is a
I'm outside.
Okay, let's go.
So in this game, like, let's say we're having fun in this game.
Uh-huh. Let's just use our creativity.
What's the point of things? Like, what am I doing here?
Okay, so let's well, it's Minecraft, right? So we'd go mining to get better materials. And then you could make a house, you could explore, you could.
So are there points?
There are levels. You could level up.
Okay, good. So I'm on, like, asshole level right now.
Well, right. Well, there's normally a number that says what level you are, but you don't have enough levels even to show a number at the moment.
Wow.
Yeah. So just think about that.
You're getting really good at killing these sheep.
That's good.
What can I make out of wool?
You can make a bed. You want to make a bed?
No. Okay. Well, I mean, maybe. I want food.
Here, let's work on getting food. Let's do that. So sheep don't give you any food. So we need to find either chickens or cows.
Sheep don't fry in the kitchen. Peas don't burn on the grill. That's
Where'd you go?
Little song. Don't mind me, Chad. I'm sheep killing.
Oh, there you are.
Boom. Man, I got so much wool. Can you make anything out of cactus?
You can make dye, green dye out of cactus.
Cactus doesn't turn into nothing, does it?
No, it doesn't turn into anything good. Oh, look, here's an apple.
Apples.
Tichu found an apple. Here, I'll give it to you. Thank you.
Where is it? Oh, there we go.
Tichu also found a cave with mushrooms in it.
So, all right, so I have an apple in my hand. What do I do?
If you right-click it, you'll eat it.
So,
did that work out?
Yeah, ate that.
Okay.
Wow, look at this. This is a big steep drop.
This is a cool little area. Look at those lighting glitches.
Now, how far can you fall before you explode?
At about 3 blocks, you'll take damage. But, and then, you know, like, upwards of 5, you'll start to really hurt yourself.
What do flowers do?
Flowers look good.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. So Cheeto has a better pick than us, so let's just ask Cheeto to give us some stone.
Well, we're going to find stone.
Well, so you could.
I'm gonna get it. I got a flower in my hand, man. I'm balling out.
Okay. How many planks do you have still?
I got 7 planks.
7 planks. Okay. So take those planks. So what were?
I got 11 planks.
Okay. Good. Awesome. So, you have a crafting table now. I just put one down. So the idea with this one is you have the 9, and you're gonna put down stick. Plank, like that. And that's going to make a pickaxe.
So.
And then Cheeto was nice enough. Well, yeah. Yeah.
Stick. Plank. Pickaxe!
That's right. So take that pickaxe and find some stone. We'll go find stone here. I'm also going to throw this. This is for later because I'm going to make this so we don't starve. Okay, so take that pickaxe. You got it.
Yeah, I got it.
Cool. Follow me over here. And then see this wood or this stone just right here?
Yeah.
Take it and click it. And then, like, just so you know, you could not select that pick and then hit it, the same thing. It'll start to break, but it'll just take forever. So now that you have some stone, come back over to the crafting table.
Sure. I want more stone.
Okay.
I'm stone mad, Chad.
You can't contain how much stone. We're going to make millions with this stone. I don't think you'll get it.
Man, I'll tell you what. Fred Flintstone was an asshole. This is way easier than they really like to be in the Flintstones.
Jerk always wanted a raise. Okay, that's definitely enough. This is enough. Okay, follow me over here.
Enough.
Okay, do the same recipe that you did with the stone, with the wooden pickaxe, but replace the wooden planks with that stone, and then you'll make a stone pickaxe.
So I still need sticks, right?
Yeah, you still need sticks. Do you got sticks?
No, I have no more sticks, but I can make sticks, right?
Yeah, with the planks you got.
How do you make sticks again?
Vertical.
On top of each other.
Right.
There's a stick. So I'm gonna stick. I'm gonna stick. Got some stone. Oh, crap. That's wool. I can't make a wool thing. Everyone will laugh at me.
You'll be the only guy with a wool.
With a wool pickaxe.
You're like, hey guys, I'm ready to mine. Justin.
It's ridiculous.
Get out of here.
All right, so I'm putting my stone
away. Hey, look at that. Awesome.
Okay.
Sweet. Okay, so let's go.
Hey, look at this. It's like lit up.
Yeah. You want to make some torches? The evil things spawn in the dark. So if we make torches, they won't spawn anymore. Oh.
But we're on our way to killing them, right? How do we get a sword?
Okay, so you can do the same...
Make a wooden sword?
Yeah, well, you can make...
Stone sword?
Yeah, you could do that. And then you'd be badass.
Don't patronize me,
Jim. I'm just saying, you will.
Boom. Stone sword in your mouth. Get the wood sword the hell out of here. Party in the night. Wood sword. Stone sword. Alright, here we go.
Sweet. Okay, well.
Right, so now what am I doing? So now this means that this will allow me to mine more effectively, right?
Right. Or kill more effectively. You can kill so many sheep.
I want to go back to
Jerks.
Crap, that's not where the mine is. All right, so now I have stone.
Yeah.
Like, if we're playing this for keeps, right, there's Bloodsport, there's a bunch of money on it. Like, what would we do right now?
Right now, I would say let's go find some coal and iron.
People are fighting things.
Yeah, T2's fighting that skeleton. There's another skeleton over here. We can just destroy it. Oh, here's a creeper. This is a cool world. Okay, where are you? Somehow I lost you.
I'm down by the.
Oh, there you are. Oh, behind you. Ooh. Okay, how's
I hit the creeper and it blew up.
Whoa, look at this. Look at this. This guy has a sword. He has an iron sword. Oh, he didn't drop it. Crap. Okay, let's go. Let's go find. I'm going to go try to find some coal. Because it's freaking dark. Okay, so Justin.
Yeah.
Come back to...
I'm at three... Ah, crap. I'm at a half heart here.
Oh, geez. Okay, where are you?
Going back to the light.
Okay, watch out for the creeper behind you.
Oh, it's a spider. God damn it.
Okay.
All right, I respawn.
Okay, I'm going to go try to find you at your spawn location.
No, I'm going to find you guys.
Okay, I'm at...
Wait, I lose all my inventory?
Yeah.
Dude, that's straight garbage.
You know what? Let's...
How do these creepers keep blowing up?
That's what they do. That's all they do.
So, like, it doesn't matter if you kill them? Can you kill them?
Yeah. Yeah, you can kill them before they blow up. Are you in the desert yet? Oh, there you are. I see you.
That's the goddamn music, Chad.
Well, you can turn that off in settings. I always
no.
Okay.
I find it hauntingly beautiful.
Okay, good. Pro tip is you can double tap your forward button and you sprint. The W button, W key. You're doing good. Awesome. Okay, let me F up this spider. Get out of here, spider. Damn it.
Does that mean that morning is coming?
What?
The haunting music?
No. Shoot. Down to half a heart.
So it feels like I'm gaining life back.
Yeah, you are. Crap.
How do I gain life back?
Go back to where, just behind you, because I blew up there, and you can get all the stuff that I had. For freezies. If you're,
I didn't know where you blew up.
It was just right behind you. There should be a big crater with like stuff at the bottom of it.
Oops. Teachers. Oh, here we go. Oh wow.
Ooh.
God damn it! I found a little lava passage.
Lava passage.
Yeah, there's a little passage with lava in it. I think it was where you blew up.
There's an invisible skeleton shooting at me.
Well, I think it's a real ass. Yeah. So why am I gaining health back? Do you just consistently gain health back?
No. So if your food bar is at 100%, then you're gonna get health back every like second. You'll get like a half a heart back. But if your food bar goes below that first chicken leg, then you won't gain health back.
So you have to be at full. Hey, right. There you are.
Hey, yeah. Yeah, you know what? Do you want to call this, let's call it, you now understand the basics and let's go do a better map that has
sure.
Like, stuff built by people?
Yeah.
Cool. All right, let's do that. We'll be back in just a second.
Okay, well, that is it for this episode of Craft On. I've hoped you enjoyed it. Remember that we love hearing your feedback, so you can send your email to mail@omgcraft.com. We should probably change that URL as this is the show Craft On, not OM, it, well, we'll get to it later. Thank you for watching this episode. As always, huge, huge thanks to the people who also make, Craft On possible. This week, T2, Blender, Cheeto, just anyone else. Thank you to, Justin as well, for helping us with the show. Remember that you can always subscribe, watch past episodes, and check out our show notes at omgcraft.com. And we will see you next week for another episode. And yours is your hair texture, so yeah, it looks like a neck beard.
While you were trying to figure out the recipe for that badass sword that you really want, we have been... What's a funny thing that you would create a recipe for? Oh, okay, let's do that. And you get the same cat out of it.
Aww. Don't you also get a baby cat as well?
Oh, they're all babies, so they might just be baby cats.
I remember it's like, I think it's
this
if
is
you
perfect.
Spawn egg on the same animal, you get a baby version of that animal.
Yeah.
I wish that would work for other players.
Does it look good?
Get a baby version of a player.
Hi, guys. I'm a barber. I'm a number hamburger.
No, please.
I'm a creeper.
What's my lines? Let's go crazy with the cats. There we go. Okay.
So this is the Game On episode.
Good. I assumed when I was teased, or at least the segment was teased in the beginning.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wow, I guess that means I really can't blow up Chip.
Yeah, a little bit. Well, it was kind of like I really hope that he can say yes. Like, I really hope that he can do this. I could try to get my sister or something, but...
Yeah. Well, it also means that in the Game On themed episode that I am the third I am the third most popular person you could have on, and I'm only third because you host the show and we're on camera. Otherwise I would be fourth. On any other Game On tribute show I would be the fourth guest that people would want.
Okay, me too. And then Cheeto, are you ready? Okay, Cheeto's getting there. And now for a new segment I am really excited to debut. We are calling it Minecraft for a Noob. It is where we get the latest noob that we found, and we put him through his paces to see how he can actually handle Minecraft. I will be there along with him to school him on everything that Cheeto... Oh, you said wait? I didn't see that. Oh. Oh, got it.
Lovely weather we're having. LOL.
You want to fight the witch?
I'm gonna shoot an arrow right in its goddamn face.
Let's do it.
You ready?
Yeah.